time again for some of your comments, and we got quite a few about a story from reporter Michael Brindley about a proposed dress code at Pinkerton Academy in Derry. True Ricker was one of several people on our Facebook page who opposed the new uniform, saying, quote, "Next up, making girls kneel to show their skirts are long enough, a la 1970. True also made reference to some parents' concerns about the cost of the proposed uniforms, adding, "Aside from regressive enforcement of antiquated gender roles via clothing, must such changes be sourced from Land's End?" A commenter who posted under the name Caseman disagreed, saying, "I think it's funny how there is so much complaining about this from Smallville, New Hampshire, while parents in Baltimore City are loving and embracing this change in their school. This has been a huge relief on the kids, no more having to worry about whether or not they will be teased for not wearing something cool." And Jerry T. posted a comment on our website that said, "I find it interesting that you followed some of the parents' lead and focused on a dress code when there was a much larger issue that was discussed. Common Core for Pinkerton Academy," he says, "and any other school for that matter, is a bad deal. This is where parents' concerns and yours should have been." Richard Lemke thought our Seacoast reporter Emily Corwin was on the mark in her recent coverage of a job fair for veterans. He wrote, "I appreciate the attention that you all at NHPR have given to this event. It's nice to have people like you to bring it to light." He goes on to say of his company, "We were able to hire two vets from this experience and possibly two others. I hope more employers would do the same because, believe me, a little occupation goes a long way for a homecoming soldier." And last week, Sean Hurley brought us a story about Walter Butts, who served as New Hampshire's poet laureate until his death earlier this year. Mary Beth Fairhurst wrote to thank Sean for what she called an insightful and lovely story. She says, "Mr. Butts' poetry resonates on so many sensory levels. Yes, poetry is the form of expression most able to bear our humanity." Well, if any of our stories resonate with you, we hope you'll express yourself. Please keep your comments coming. You can send us an email or post a comment about our news coverage. That's at nhpr.org. You can also share your feedback and your questions with us. We're on Facebook and on Twitter.